Hello, and welcome back to Scarlet Joe's Redemption, Curious Minds for the Healthy Pets. Today, I'm going to go over bringing home baby from the hospital and what you can do beforehand and even while baby is home. So, if you haven't seen or heard already, I recently had a baby boy. He was a month early, and you know, we were getting everything ready and getting him prepared to bring him home. And we have three dogs, as you have seen on the Instagram and Facebook. And we wanted to make sure we were prepared and we were ready and made sure the dogs were going to be okay with all the changes that were going to be happening. So definitely when you have your baby shower, or even if you don't and you have new items coming into the house, big items like the bassinet or the baby's swing, all different types of items that might be new to your dog. Bring them in, set them up, let them investigate them, look into it, you know, don't move them too much, and then maybe in the next couple of days start pushing buttons and letting the music play, the vibrations, and all of that. You really want to give them a chance to get used to the change that's going to be coming, because their world is going to be changing just like yours. So you want to give them that opportunity to adapt to this change as well. So I have a Brussels Griffin, her name is Primrose, and she is a worry wart. You know, if anything changes in her backyard, she sees a new box, she runs outside and she charges it and she's, you know, barking at it. So she is our alert dog and worry dog, and we were worried about her and wasn't sure how she was going to take the change of the baby. So we definitely set things up and gave her that opportunity to see what was going to change, and she was a little concerned. You know, she never got stressed. Some dogs will get stressed and sometimes have diarrhea because of changes, but you will know that with your dog already. And if you know that's going to happen, I would definitely reach out to your veterinarian and let them know, hey, this is what's going to, you know, happen. maybe have some medication on hand to help them recover from the diarrhea. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But again, we gave Primrose the opportunity to see all the things that were coming into the house, and she slowly got used to it. Once we brought home my son with the car seat, she was beyond excited. Beyond excited. She absolutely loves him, and it's just, it's a blessing. It's really nice to not have to worry about your dog being fearful or worried or even scared, because again, they're going through this change as well, and you want to be aware of that. So thankfully we don't have to worry about our dogs, but if your dog, you notice a lot of changes in him and her with the baby coming home, be mindful of those changes. Is the dog hiding more? Is the dog not eating as much? You know, contact your veterinarian and reach out to them and see if there's anything you can do to help support your pet. The other thing I did want to mention is, you know, let's say it doesn't go over well, you know, having the baby in the house and you start to notice not so great behaviors. I would definitely contact a trainer or behaviorist, and even your veterinarian, and see what type of support and help you can get. But with all that happening with you and your family and your house, still keep in mind that they live there as well. So if you start to see those changes, be proactive about it and see what you can do to help them. You know, some people will just surrender. They'll take their dogs to a shelter and not really give them that chance to adapt in this new world that they're living in. And I don't think that's very fair to them, considering they've been your pet for how many years, and all of a sudden they're in a strange place all by themselves. So again, you know, if you're in a really deep, dark place with your pet and it's coming to the point where the dog is attacking the baby and the baby's not doing anything, then I understand you have to worry about you and your family, and that is important. But talking about the little subtle changes that are going on, and even sometimes they'll have accidents in the house, talking about the dog, not the baby. you have to help them. That's what we're here for. We're here. You got your pet for a reason, because you love them. You wanted them to take care of them. So definitely give them that chance. You know, do your homework, find out things that you can do. You know, the other thing you can do if you're able is bring home the baby blanket first before baby comes home and let the dog sniff it and get accustomed to what is to come. We were able to do that, and the dogs were super excited for this new scent. And it's a very exciting time, you know. Once everybody starts to get settled and into a groove of how things are supposed to go and the new routines and getting up in the middle of the night, and you know, it's a good time. It really is. But definitely be there for your dogs and help them as much as you can. And that's kind of all I have to really say on that topic right now. So if you do have any questions for me and how I handled with, you know, my baby coming home from the hospital, please feel free to reach out. I do have my Facebook group, of course, my Instagram, which is Scarlett_Joes_Redemption. And then my email address, which is curiousminds@scarlettjoesredemption.com. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.